Okay, Nathaniel Sandler, contributing editor at WLRN. What story stuck out as particularly odd for you in 2013?
I'd like to refer to the case of Peaches T. Miller, who was arrested and charged with extortion for basically charging around $800,000 for protection from voodoo curses. And I think that this brings a lot of different things in Miami that aren't necessarily spoken about in the media and in the news to the forefront, which is sort of the spirituality of the people here. And yes, there are people who feel that they can leverage their entire life, fortune, and future to protect themselves from voodoo curses.
It occurs to me that $800,000 to give a voodoo consultation, I'm in the wrong job.
Yeah, public radio versus voodoo consulting.
WLRN producer Elaine Chen, what was the weirdest story that you came across in 2013?
So way back in January, I read this very weird headline that Alan West had garnered 2 votes to become Speaker of the House. That wouldn't be so weird except for the fact that Alan West had lost his re-election, so he was no longer a member of the House, but apparently you don't have to be a member of the House to be its Speaker.
So that means you could be Speaker of the House.
Yeah, so I just want everyone to know that my goal for 2014 is to become Speaker of the House. Vote for me, Elaine Chen, Speaker of the House.
Sammy Mack, WLRN reporter, what was the weirdest story you saw for 2013?
I think my favorite weird Florida story is the continued assault on giant African land snails. These are an invasive species. They're snails. They grow to be about the size of the palm of your hand. They can live up to 9 years, and they are insatiable. They eat everything, and they're a huge, huge threat to our agriculture economy down here. So this year, the Agriculture Department announced that it has introduced a new fight in the war on snails, and that is dogs. They are literally releasing the hounds. They've trained all of these Labradors to sniff out these things because they're kind of hard to see. But, like, my favorite detail about this story is that these things reproduce like you wouldn't believe. They just throw out thousands and thousands of eggs. And they're so dangerous to our environment here, and such a threat to our environment, that when they find these snails, they treat them like hazardous waste. Like, they literally freeze them to death and then cover them and bury them deep within the earth, so that just in case one of them survives the deep freeze, there's not going to be more snails accidentally released in South Florida.
This sounds like the plot of a futuristic sci-fi movie.
Yeah, this is absolutely how science fiction movies begin. It was only supposed to be a training mission. The dogs were supposed to catch them. We thought we had them contained. I mean, next year, I'm going to be telling you, Ari, I swear, next year I'm going to be telling you that my favorite weird story is the thing about the zombie snails. But for now, it's just the giant African land snails, and that's weird enough.